One of the most famous scientists in the world has gotten himself into trouble. James Watson is the co-discoverer of the structure of DNA, an achievement that won him a Nobel Prize. He's also the chancellor of the prestigious Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, a research facility on Long Island. But last night, the laboratory's board suspended Watson from his administrative duties for comments he made to a British newspaper. NPR's Joe Palca has the story.
At 79 years, Jim Watson is still going strong. He's just published a new book, and this week he was in London for a book tour. But his reception in London was anything but cordial. That's because of what he had to say in last weekend's London Sunday Times. Toward the end of a long profile, Watson is quoted as saying that he is inherently gloomy about the prospects of Africa because all our social policies are based on the fact that their intelligence is the same as ours, whereas all the testing says, not really. The article goes on to say that Watson's hope is that everyone is equal, but that people who have to deal with black employees find this is not true. These comments provoked a storm of protest from all corners in Britain, as well as in this country. Henry Kelly is president of the Federation of American Scientists. He says Watson's comments are appalling.
He's making broad generalizations about correlations between skin color and intelligence, which are just totally unsupported by scientific evidence.
According to his publicist, Watson has now canceled his British book tour and is returning to the United States to deal with the controversy. He was unavailable for comment. Thus far, Watson has not explicitly denied making the comments the Sunday Times attributed to him, but last night he issued the following statement. "I cannot understand how I could have said what I am quoted as having said. I can certainly understand why people reading those words have reacted in the ways they have. To all those who have drawn the inference from my words that Africa, as a continent, is somehow genetically inferior, I can only apologize unreservedly. That is not what I meant. More importantly, from my point of view, there is no scientific basis for such a belief." But Elias Zerhouni, the director of the National Institutes of Health, says an apology does little to mitigate the harm of the initial comments.
It's been so common in history that science has been abused to serve prejudice. And that, to me, is the worrisome aspect. I'm glad to see that he's apologizing for that, but every scientist with such renown and such prestige has to understand that everything they say is going to go through a magnifying echo chamber, which will reflect ultimately on science.
For Zerhouni, who grew up in North Africa, Watson's comments about Africans not being the equals of Europeans or Americans are particularly hurtful.
Look, I grew up in a country that was colonized, and I used to be attacked that way by the colonizers themselves. I mean, they used to think Algerians were dumb and stupid and liars and all kinds of very negative connotations, and that we were not as smart. Well, I'm sorry. I'm completely personally insulted by this sort of implication that blacks are not as smart as whites, and this is ridiculous.
Watson has stirred up controversy before with comments on race, women, homosexuality, and abortion. A spokesman for Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory would not comment directly on Watson's future, saying only that there were many issues the lab's board was considering. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.